You're listening to the NASM CPT Podcast with Rick Ritchie, winner of the ShareCare Emmy Award for Social Storytelling and the official podcast of the National Academy of Sports Medicine.
Hey, y'all, and welcome to the NASM CPT Podcast. My name is Rick Ritchie, and today we're going to be talking about, well, continuing in the series of these dynamic assessments. And on page 811 of your CPT 7 textbook, there is a static and dynamic postural assessment chart. And we have made it all the way down to the bottom of the page, even though we skipped the entire top portion of the page of static postural assessments. We will get to them. Relax. We're going to get there. We are doing dynamic postural assessments first. And here we are with the head and neck area where it says the head juts forward. Well, the head juts forward during exercises, particularly pushing and pulling exercises. I push forward, my head goes forward with it. I see it in push-ups all the time, even though in push-ups it's a little bit different. People like to get their faces closer to the ground because it appears that you're getting further into your push-up. But people who jut their head forward aren't getting further into their push-up. Their faces are just getting closer to the ground. And that's why I like doing negative push-ups where they just lower all the way to the ground. We don't worry about the push-up. We just focus on the lower down until they're completely flat on the ground. And you can't do that with a forward head because you will right in the face. Not fun. Not fun. It has happened before. So in the forward head position, if I'm pushing something, but we see it a lot when we pull, and it's almost like as I'm pulling, I'm trying to get my chin past the bar because I can't get the bar all the way to my chest. There's pulling movement. Now, these are things where those are kind of mental tricks that we do to ourselves. So it looks like we're getting further ranges of motion. But at the same time, there's actual postural issues going on in some of these cases where when we push, the head juts forward. When we pull, the head juts forward. When we pull down, as long as you clear the head, as soon as the bar clears the head juts forward. We don't want the head to jut forward, really. And we want to identify then what is causing it to happen. What's causing the head to jut forward? So there are a couple muscles we're going to look at that might be short, tight, overactive, and there might be some muscles that help to keep the head in a neutral position. Well, let's address those muscles and identify maybe what we should do with it. So the first one with the head juts forward is going to be the levator scapula. Levator scapula elevates the scapula, but it also, as it pulls on our neck, it can create a forward position and elevate. So we elevate and the head juts forward. Well, it happens when we see a lot of times when people do shrugging exercises where people's head jut forward and they get the back of their head lowered to their scapula. So it looks, it feels like they're getting their shoulder blades up, but really they're just getting the back of their head down. There are all sorts of little cheats that we do that we may not even know that we're doing until somebody points it out. Well, this is me pointing it out. So if you haven't thought about it, that's a consideration to look at. But the levator scapula can have a position on the neck where this muscle goes from the medial border of the scapula, the medial angle of the scapula, and it goes into the different vertebrae and the cervical spine. And so as it compresses, it has a little forward movement to it. The other muscle, kind of the bigger muscle that has a lot of head jut forward energy to it, it's going to be the sternocleidomastoid. By the way, if you never heard my sternocleidomastoid story, so good. I'm not going to tell it right now. You could probably go back and find it, the sternocleidomastoid story. But it's when I first got hired as a personal trainer. Gave me some trouble, but got me the job, SCM. So the sternocleidomastoid starts at the sternum, goes to the clavicle, and then attaches to the mastoid process, which is that bony portion of the skull that goes just below the back of the ear. So it's behind the ear and low, and you can feel it. That's the mastoid process. Well, when the sternocleidomastoid work together, then they jut the head forward. And when they work together, they can also flex the cervical spine. Now, if you got one working at a time, it can still jut the head forward, but it's going to create a rotation. So it's going to create a contralateral rotation, which means if I'm engaging my left side, it's going to make me look right. It's going to turn my head to the right. It is going to then pull my head down into ipsilateral lateral flexion. So that's the same side. So the right side of my face will be pulled down to the right side of my shoulder, but it will turn my head to the left side. So that's a contralateral is to the opposite side. Ipsilateral is the same side. So if I'm engaging my left SCM, my left one will make me bend, side bend left and rotate to the right. And it creates, and then flex. It can help create flexion. And it can create this kind of jutting of the head forward. Well, when those two things work, two sides work together, a lot of cervical flexion, a lot of head jutting forward, giggity, giggity, giggity. So with the head jutting forward, what do we do? How do we address this? Well, we got to do something first. We should probably stretch those muscles and stretch it. So we can't foam roll them. You can probably foam roll the... you could probably use a massage tool some sort to get into it for the levator scapula, but it kind of gets into some of the softer portions of the neck, and the SCM is definitely on the softer portion of the neck, so you're not going to use a massage tool. You're not going to use a foam roller and foam roll your neck. You're not going to use a ball to foam roll the front of your neck and the side of your neck. What are you going to do? You probably just stretch it. So at this point, you probably just stretch it. So when you do the extreme short end on one side, you're actually lengthening and stretching the other side. So as long as you do that with a chin tucked, you'll get a pretty good stretch out of it. So the chin stays tucked, and then you side bend, rotate, and keep the chin tucked, and you're going to stretch the contralateral SCM. And you can do that on both sides. Try to get a stretch from it. You can stretch the levator scapula. Obviously, it's depression, and then you can lateral flex away from it. But what muscles are going to do the opposite of the head jut forward, which is kind of a retraction, the chin tuck? And those are the deep cervical flexors, and those are actually on the inside, the anterior side of the bones of the cervical spine that create this deep cervical flexion. So one of the things you could do is we tell people keep the chin tucked. And when we say chin tucked, we don't mean lower the chin down towards the sternum. We mean like pick a spot on the wall straight in front of you. And then instead of lowering the chin down, just retract your head away. So it gives you double chins. It gives you the double chin look as the chin retracts. I usually give cues to my clients. I say, retract your head, and they might look down and say, no, lift your head back up. And now I'm going to pretend like you're on a date and somebody's going in for the kiss and you are not interested in them. You don't want any of that smack. No. Mm-mm. So you just pull your head backwards, retract away from it. You wouldn't put your head down where it's like they're going to kiss you in the forehead or something. You pull back. That's the chin tuck position. I'm really scared of this moment right now. Chin tuck. Keep that double chin. Hold that position. That's chin tuck. A lot of times I've got people on all fours. So they're on all fours and I have them jut their head forward and then retract into that chin tuck position. So they're using their head as a weight. The weight of their head is the weight to practice the deep cervical flexion, the chin tuck position. You could also hold a light band around the head, push the arms out in front of you, and retract backwards against the band. And then I'll also maintain retraction while I'm in that quadruped position and retract, and I'll rotate to the right and left. So retract and then do a little side bending so that I'm practicing maintaining that chin tucked position throughout other ranges of motion, not just statically doing the chin tuck. All right. So that is going to help. Now, that the chin tuck position is not the right position to live your life at. It is just the pendulum swing position to get you away from the forward head. So forward head, bad.
Walking around with your chin tucked.
Also bad. That's weird. Don't do that. We just want somewhere in the middle. So we practice retraction in order to try to find a more neutral position. So if I protract and retract my shoulders and I find a neutral position, a forward head, retract my head, and then my ears, neutral position, should probably line up directly with my shoulder. And that's generally the consensus for a nice neutral position at the scapula and at the neck. All right. Cool. So what do we do? We then say, okay, let's go back to our pushing and pulling exercises. So standing cable chest press or a push-up or a cable row. And then see if they can maintain that neutral position. So it's a pre and post. We do the assessment. We create the intervention. We reassess with the same assessments. You can't assess with a different assessment. That's absurd. You can't do a pre and post with two different assessments. And I see it in personal trainers more than I see that in anybody. Pre and post assessments are not the same. They'll do a totally different assessment. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, you don't feel that when you do this exercise? That's amazing. Look how much better you are. And then the clients are like, wow, that's amazing. Thank you. It's not the same assessment. It's not amazing unless you do the same assessment and that movement is better and feels better and functions better. So let's get the same assessments going on. Pre and post. We've got a forward head. We've got the sternocleidomastoid and the levator scapula creating the forward head. So we're going to stretch those muscles and then work our deep cervical flexors and then reintegrate it back into our movement patterns and see if we can keep a neutral position in our spine. All right, y'all. Thanks for listening. Like, subscribe, share with your fitness friends and family. Oh, by the way, if you're listening to this first thing in the morning on Thursday morning, if you could just turn your DVRs or open up and check out Good Morning America on ABC, I'm going to be on it. I'm going to be on Good Morning America this morning. So if you get an opportunity to check that out, then I appreciate it. I'm going to be talking about movement and how movement is very beneficial for people that have arthritis. If you're watching on YouTube and this is the day it comes out, then you get to watch it tomorrow. And if you're listening to this like a year or two from now, I'm probably not going to be on there. I'm probably not going to be. It's probably already happened. But if I got you early, then take advantage of it. You want to see me on Good Morning America, then that would be delightful. Tune in if you can. Thanks for listening. Like, subscribe, share with your fitness friends and family. And if you want to reach out to me, do so. Hit me up on Instagram at dr.rickritchie or email a brother, rick.ritchie@nasm.org. Thanks for listening. Keep inspiring people to fitness. This has been the NASM CPT Podcast.